So it's an honor always to have Apostle Leon Walters with us from Christian International. Amen. Amen. He serves with Dr. Bill Hammond, leading Christian International. He's a man with many, many responsibilities. And we are honored that at our anniversary time, he takes time to come to the River of Life and bless our friends, bless our River of Life family, and just give us a charge as we move forward. Amen. So let's stand tonight. And let's honor the man of God and give God a praise for Apostle Leon Walter.
Amen. Give a hand to the King of Kings and the Lord of Glory. Woo! Look at somebody say it's all about him. It's all about him. Amen. Amen. You may be seated if you can. And praise God. It's an honor to get to celebrate 23 years, amen, of service and work and building. And I always enjoy watching your videos, amen, because they kind of depict the families and the guests and all that come, and you labor all year. I guess an interesting thing about not being a member of your church is that when I come, amen, I get to see all the changes and all the growth and all the faith. I get to see the expansion and all the things that happen throughout a given year. Amen? And so give yourselves a hand. God is really good. Amen? Praise God. We're thankful for all that he is and all that he does. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to begin a word tonight, and we're going to be continuing on Sunday morning, Sunday night. And we're just going to see where we're going to land with all this. But tonight, I really felt the Lord said to stir your expectation. Everybody say expectation. I believe we're in critical mass. I believe we're in a time in our nation, our families, our business, the economic, the church, the body of Christ. I believe that we're at a critical time right now, amen, where the negative would really try to suppress, depress, oppress, and try to, you know, might say push faith on the outside or push people to the outside, trying to create a spirit of hopelessness. Amen. But how many of you know there's hope in Christ? Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, we can't go there. We can't go every place the media goes. We can't go place, amen, to all the negative. Amen. We can't look at what's failing. We have to look at what's succeeding. Amen. One thing that is succeeding among many, as the Bible teaches us, that in the end times, the cup of iniquity will be full. How many of you know that cup is filling up? Amen. And so we can't cry about everything. We have to pray about everything. Amen. And know that God is in control. Amen. That in the end, the church will win. Say we're winners. Amen. And so our faith remains in him, and we continue to labor and to pioneer for the kingdom of God because the time is short. Amen. I believe that the Lord spoke in my spirit last year, amen, that God said it is time for the church to mature. And when he says mature, that doesn't just mean understand the word more and all of those things, even though that is part of the maturing process, but it just simply means grow up. Look at somebody and say, grow up. Amen. And so we have to lay it down, a lot of our petty differences. We have to lay down a lot of the things that's been a driving force that's brought division in the kingdom, in the body of Christ. And it's sad to see the division in our nation projecting such dishonor and all the things that are being projected in a time like this, when we really need to be drawing together as the kingdom and as a nation. Amen. Putting our faith and our trust in God. Amen. And getting back to the basics. Amen. But I heard the Lord say tonight, expectation. Everybody say expectation. And then I heard in my spirit, when you begin to expect God, you literally break spirits of limitation. Say limitation. I believe when I was here last year, I ministered a bit on limitations and breaking a spirit of limitation and shifting outside of limitation, and don't let limitation be a dictator over your life. Why? Because God's an abundant God. Amen. He's our healer. He's our deliverer. Amen. He's our vision. He's our source. He's the light that, amen, that lights our path, lights up our life, lights up our day. Amen. And so we don't have to live in a spirit of limitation, but rather we live out of expectation. Amen. And also heard the Lord say that your expectation is a weapon of war. Say a weapon of war. In other words, when you begin to expect God and you begin to expect a miracle, amen, praise God for pioneers like Oral Roberts, amen, who pioneered the term basically, expect a miracle today, amen. Whenever that man would talk or whenever you would hear him speak, he would always open and close with expect a miracle today. And in the 70s, he was birthing faith into people, amen, to begin to expect your miracle, expect your breakthrough. Well, spirits of suppression, depression, oppression try to rob you of that victory or tries to rob you of that faith. Amen. All of a sudden you begin to dream out of the impossibilities rather than in Christ all things are possible. Say they're possible. Amen. So as I'm coming into this meeting tonight, I know that miracles are here. I know that breakthrough is here. I know that greater vision is here. I know that there is a day beyond the way and the day that you're in. Come on now. That is a better day. Say a better day. Amen. So God's bringing us out to bring us in and to bring us closer, amen, as the bride of Christ and as the army of the Lord. Amen. And so expectations will defeat limitations. And I heard the Lord say it will literally devastate the devil. Say it will devastate the devil. How many of you really want to be the devil's worst nightmare? Come on, how many of you know the devil doesn't fight fair? Come on, how many of you know we really need to take to heart that the devil is ashes, ashes, ashes under our feet? Whew. Say, he's ashes under my feet. Amen. God said, you are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. Come on, you're blessed and you're going out and you're coming in. As we're walking in a line with God's commands and God's word, amen, all of his blessings are yes and amen upon you, your family, your business, our churches, our cities, our communities, and all that God has given to our charge. Amen. But I just believe in Elkhart, Indiana. We're here from different locations possibly tonight, but I just believe that there is a seed, there is something that God has planted here, amen, that is like a geyser shooting into the heavens, come on now, and is spreading out through all of east and west Indiana, come on now, and even into Michigan and the contiguous areas, amen, there's fresh fire, amen, that God's releasing from this place. Say fresh fire. When I say fresh fire, I'm not looking for something to spring out of the floor and out of the baptistry or something. No, no, you are the fire of God. Say, I'm the fire. Amen. What God is going to do, he's going to do in the church. He's going to do through you, the body of Christ. That's why I believe God is saying it is time to mature. It's time to grow up. It's time to take responsibility. Come on now. We know as the kingdom what we should do. It's a matter now of entering into it and beginning to do what God says to do. Say it's our time. Amen. Wherever you're from here tonight, visiting here, wherever you're from, amen, take this word back home with you, amen, and begin to activate it in the spirit realm, because God said this is a time that I'm stirring the heavens. Come on now. And I believe three things. One, I believe that God says this is a new season of an open door. Come on now. And I'm going to begin to open doors that no man can close. Come on. I'm going to open gates. Come on now. And he also wants us to understand that there's power in our verbiage. There's power in the words that we speak. Come on now. And don't speak out of fear. Don't speak out of lack. Don't speak out of limitation. But speak boldly. Everybody say boldly. Speak boldly the word of the Lord. What if I speak my healing and I don't get healed? But what if you do get healed? Come on now. You can't speak out of limitation. We must begin to speak out of faith. The Bible says that the power of life and death is in the tongue or in the words or the very utterances that come out of our spirit. Amen. They produce life or they produce death. I just heard the Lord say this afternoon to tell you, amen, that fresh life is being released, amen, in this place. Fresh life. 2020 will be nothing like 2019, 18, 17, 16, 15, or any year in the past. He said, behold, I will do a new thing and now it will spring forth. Say now. Amen. He's not talking about an old thing, a renewed thing, or a makeover. No, no. He's talking about a takeover. Come on. He is talking about a move of His Spirit, amen, that we've not experienced yet before. Amen. It's a great day. It's a new day. Amen. So our expectation is a weapon of war, and it literally devastates the plans of the enemy. Let me give you a definition of devastate. It actually means to lay to waste. How many of you like to just lay the devil to waste? Come on, y'all work with me tonight if you're hearing me. Amen. How many like to just lay the devil to waste? Amen. If you really like to do that, then you have to speak that. You have to believe that. You have to activate that in your spirit. It also means to ravage, to destroy, and to literally overwhelm the devil. Say overwhelm. When I read the word overwhelm, I got a brother here, I know he works in electrical tonight and others possibly, but when you circuit something or you overpower something, it literally blows a fuse. Come on, when you begin to release your expectation, you literally cause the devil to blow a fuse. God, the devil does not know what to do with you when you begin to stir your faith and you begin to act your faith. Come on now. And you put the devil in the place where he belongs, under your feet. Come on now. When you begin to arise and walk in your identity, amen, you have defeated death, hell, and the grave. You have overcome the works of the enemy because your daddy, your father, has already overcome the world. Say he's overcome the world. Wow! Come on, I'm an heir and I'm a joint heir with Him. Come on now. And I excel in the power, I excel in the greatness, and I excel in the manifest power of Jehovah God. Amen. You know, tonight's an exciting night. How many of you enjoyed that worship? Amen. Was that awesome? Come on, give the worshipers a hand. Praise God. You know, one thing among many things that I loved about the worship tonight and during this message and by the shouts in the house is that every shout, every song, every decree, every praise that we release into the heaven, it never ceases. It will be crescendoing in the heaven from now forever. Amen. Let me ask you a question. How important is it for you to give praise to God? How many want your praises to be heard forever? Come on, I want Him to hear my praise tonight. I want Him to hear it tomorrow. I want Him to hear it in my prayer closet. I want Him to hear it when I'm in the street. Wow! I want Him to hear it when I'm driving down the highway. Come on, I want my voice to be heard in the heavens. Every time that you give praise into the heavens, you are making war in the heaven, and you are literally devastating the plans of the devil, and you're laying to waste every plan that the enemy tried to work against you. But I believe this is a season in Revelation chapter 2. Come on now. When God says, I want you to get back to your first love. I want you to get back to your first works. Come on now. I want you to look at what you have now and what remains. And I want you to begin to strengthen what remains. Say, strengthen what remains. Whoa, there's some in here tonight, you have lost some things and you've had to walk away from some things and you've had to give up some things. But listen, things still remain. Revelation chapter 3, amen, says that you have a little strength. You have all that you need. Come on now, to give the devil a black eye. Come on now, amen. Don't bow to the devil. Don't give away your crown. Come on now. Don't walk away in desperation. Walk away in victory and saying that my God is working all things together for my good. Say, He's working for my good. Come on, it doesn't always feel good, but God is working all things together for your good. Amen. Devastate, lay to waste, to ravage, to literally destroy, and to overwhelm the devil or cause the devil to blow a fuse. And I don't know about you, but I've got some things that I want to blow every fuse he's got. Come on, I want to defuse the devil. I walked into a hospital room just yesterday and prayed over a dear brother that got run over by a farm tractor. Come on now. And he's 78 years old and it looks almost impossible for the dear brother. Come on. But I just took his hand and I prayed for him. Come on now. And a smile came upon his face because I knew when I was praying for him, I was devastating the devil. Come on. Wow! The devil comes to rob, to steal, to kill. But amen. God comes to give you life and that more abundantly. Look at somebody and say, break out. Come on, get out of what we call a religious mentality and get into the church of the living God. Get into a greater mentality. Come on now, that I can do all things through Christ who is my strength. Wow. I heard the Lord say prophetically that a brand new day is upon us and God is transitioning His church, His army. Look at somebody say, that's you. Come on, huh? To make room for all that He wants to do. Say all that He wants to do. Come on, get ready this year. Come on, get ready for some change. Get ready for some transitioning. Get ready for some transformation. Why? Because you're here for the purpose of God. Come on now. And when you give your life fully to God, He says, not my will, but your will be done. Come on now. And God's in the process, come on, of closing some things, moving some things, shifting some things, transforming some things so that God can have His way. How many of you know it's time? Come on, I just speak to America tonight. Let the words go into the airway. Somebody has got to say it. Come on now. We move every principality. We move every power of darkness. We move every spirit of deception. We move every lying spirit. Come on now. We move every spirit of control and manipulation. We shift every spirit of greed. Come on now. We come up against every lying spirit, every deceiving spirit, every unrighteous spirit that is trying to come up in our government. Come on now. And we decree righteousness over America, and God begin to open up the heavens, oh God, and let our voice penetrate the heavens tonight. Lord, we create warfare in the heavens, declaring that our God is Lord over all the heavens and all the earth. Say, He is the King. Come on, He is the King. Amen. So a new day is upon us, a transitioning time, amen, to make room for all that God wants to do. You know, I somehow in my spirit, I know that I know that I cannot go into 2020 the way that I came into 2019. Well, what have you done wrong? Nothing. It's just that I know that there's more. Say there's more. Amen. So I don't want to live out of the expectation or what wasn't fulfilled in 2019. I want to have eyes of a fresh vision. Come on now, to begin to move into 2020 with a greater expectation. Because some of you are needing to put a demand on heaven. You need to put a new demand in your faith. Come on now. You need to begin to decree the desires of your heart. When you walk out your doorway in the morning, amen, just begin to decree the word of the Lord. If you're not careful, you'll begin to decree out of limitations. Come on, you will evaluate how things are going to look and how things are going to be, and you'll make your decree out of what you see as possible. But the Bible says that with God, say with God, all things are possible. Come on, we must move into another dimension of faith, you might say, and begin to decree the word of Jehovah God. Whew, say it's my time. Just lay your hands on your heart. We have a whole lot more that we're going to say if the Holy Spirit gives us time, but Father, I just pray over each heart in this room tonight. God, some are wanting to believe on a higher level, and they need to believe on a higher level. The enemy has tried to put his foot on him. He's tried to rob him of expectation, of hope. And Lord, you said that hope deferred makes the heart sick, which keeps us from activating faith and activating our expectation. And God, I break that spirit right now of limitation off of them in Jesus' name. And Lord, I decree that each one will wear a victor's crown. I decree that each one will wear a victor's crown. Father, just put your crown of victory upon each one in this room tonight, God. Lord, that they begin to expect a miracle. They begin to expect a breakthrough. Dr. Janet Leonard, you begin to expect, come on now, what you came into this ministry believing for. Get your faith back in that place. Begin to strengthen what remains and begin to decree the impossible, because with God, all things are possible. Come on now. Let me just break a spirit of fear. Let's just take authority over fear, can we? I don't have time to preach on fear, but fear is very subtle. Fear works in a way of control. It works in a way of manipulation. Fear will try to come against your identity, to try to rob you of faith. Fear will be something that like works in the background, like an intimidating spirit, and you don't even know that it's working. All you know is that things aren't working. Come on, I want to break fear off of you right now in Jesus. I'm not just breaking it off of you, I'm breaking it off of this geographical area. Come on now. I believe that I'm ministering tonight. I'm ministering this week to release a geyser of anointing. Come on now. That is penetrating the heaven. Amen. That there's going to be a kingdom shift. Come on now. And what has been on hold for so long. Amen. It's coming off of hold. You do wear the victor's crown. Come on now. It's a time of victory. It's a time of takeover. It's a time of breaking through to that next place. Father, I take authority right now. By revelation of your word, by revelation of your spirit, over every spirit of fear, everything that would be a subtle fear, everything that would be a loud fear, everything that would be a fear, oh God, that has been put in their path or something to try to confront them, oh God. I break spirits of fear and intimidation that would try to put a limitation. I break it off of them now, off of this geographical area. And I decree that Elkhart, Indiana and all the contiguous areas, oh God, will begin to experience the next level breakthrough. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh God, let the roar of the lion begin to roar. And let the roar of the lion of the tribe of Judah begin to roar. Oh God, let them begin to be a voice, Lord, that begins to open the heavens and open the gateways, open the pathways, oh God. Lord, of all your possibilities. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. 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 So God is bringing a shift, amen, to make room for all that he wants to do. Amen. Get ready for some change. Change in family. Change in jobs. Change in income. Come on. Get ready for shift. Get ready for things to begin to progress. Come on. Stir up your expectation. Don't live out of the place you've been in. Here in Elkhart, begin to live in that next place. Come on now. Why? Because God said this is a new season of grace, and I'm shifting the place that you're in to higher ground, says the Lord. The next thing the Lord wants us to know is that you, the body of Christ, are the vehicle. Say, I'm the vehicle. You are the vehicle, or you might say you are the source that everything in heaven will begin to operate through. You know, I come into a place of prayer, I believe it was 2 years ago, and I'm still activating it today. But I come into a place of prayer, and God was trying to teach me a lesson that I don't want you to do what you know to do. And I don't want you to do things exactly the way that you do. And I don't always want you to do it in the place that you do it. Come on now. How many of you know God knows how to stretch you? Come on now. Because see, I thought when he said pray, I could go in my office and pray. And he said, no, not here. I want you to go to the church. Oh, come on. I said, God, Jack Frost is outside. I don't want to go to the church. Everybody understand what I'm saying? I begin to pray loud. I begin to pray, come on, pulling heaven to earth the way that I know to pray. And he says, I don't want you to pray that way. Come on. I'm asking God, what do you want? He says, I want to have intimacy with you. Say intimacy. Amen. God's wanting to bring you into a place of closeness with him. Why? Because there are treasures of heaven that God is entrusting you. Come on now. To be the kingdom of heaven impact. When we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Come on now. He is saying, I'm empowering you. Come on now. With my glory, I'm empowering you with miracles, signs, and wonder. I'm empowering you with the word of witness. I'm empowering you. Come on now. To be a devil stomper. I'm empowering you. Amen. As intercession, amen, to pull the strongholds of the enemy down. I'm empowering you to be a kingdom of God influencer. Say a kingdom influencer. Amen. So all that God is going to do on earth as we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. It's not going to be like a flood that's going to come out of heaven and we're all going to get on the highest hill and watch the show. Look at somebody say, you are the show. Come on, all that God is going to do, he's going to do in, through, and with his bride, with his church. That's why God said it is time, amen, for you to grow up. It is time for you to mature. It is time for you to take responsibility. It is time for you to do the right things. It is time for you to set order. Come on now. It is time for you to stir up your zeal. It is time for you to begin to prophesy. It is time for you to begin to activate your faith. Come on now. It is time for you to begin to walk in places that you were fearful of walking. It's time for you to dream. Come on now, and gets outside of your limitation and your small thinking. Whew. I like preaching messages like this because I have to preach it myself. But you are the vehicle. You're the source of all that is in heaven. Amen. That is going to be released upon the earth. I was doing an off-altar call in one of our Friday night schools of the Holy Spirit. I believe there was probably 150 more people. And naturally, I had everybody come to the altar because I believe it was for everybody. But I felt like the Lord said, I want you to just give them a real quick review of like the last 70 years of the church. Just give them a quick review of reformation, of restoration and reformation and things that God has done, like in the 50s when he restored the office of evangelist, the 60s, the office of the pastor, the 70s, the office of the teacher, the 80s and 90s, the office of the prophet, 90s to 2000, amen, the office of the apostle, and then the day of the saints. God, all that has happened, church, here in your era, in your time. Come on now. But God said, each era, when I restored a fivefold ministry office, come on now, I put a responsibility upon that office to be a reproducer of that anointing. God, you're part of the prophetic movement. You're part of the apostolic movement. Come on now. And your pastor preaches the prophetic. We prophesy. Come on now. Why? Because that's the movement. That's what we were birthed in. Come on now. In being able to hear the voice of the Lord, deliver the voice of the Lord, and to be instant in season and out of season, and believe that God is a talking God. Come on now. He is not just an image that we worship. No, he is a living, living God. Come on now. And he's alive today, and his power is alive on the inside of you. God, we're a prophetic church. We're a prophetic people. We desire to hear the voice of the Lord. We want to hear prophetic preaching. We want to sing prophetic song. Amen. We want to prophesy life and expectation into the hearts of people. Come on now. Why? Because we're prophetic people. We're reproducers. Say reproducers. Come on now. You know, the evangelists had to reproduce. The pastors have to reproduce. The teachers have to reproduce. And the apostles have to reproduce. The prophets have to reproduce. But what God was trying to tell them on that particular Friday night was that in the day of the saints, the pastors can't do it. The prophets can't do it. The apostles can't do it. The teachers can't do it. Come on now. The evangelists can't do it. The church is going to have to do it. Look at somebody say, you're a reproducer. Well, the day of the saints, that activation of the kingdom of God that is in you, amen, to cause you to rise up, amen, and begin to transform your world, begin to transform your family, begin to transform the marketplace, begin to transform the kingdom, amen, bringing God's kingdom to earth as it is in heaven. It's just our season, church. It's our time. Come on now. And God said there's no room for the immaturity, the insecurity. Come on now. But to grow up in all things in Christ Jesus, the head of the church. Come on now. And let him be that foundation, that rock, amen, that we are standing on. Woo! Amen. I don't know if we can join hands. It looks like we're so far spread out, but I just tell you, if you just kind of run across the sanctuary, I'm sure you can manage that. Everybody hold hands across the sanctuary. Let's just make a connection. There's something about being one in the name of the Lord. Father, I've been speaking to them about expectation. There's so much more, and I'll give it to Apostle Janet. We'll let her, somebody else, finish preaching. Part two, part three. The Bible says the letter alone kills, but the Spirit brings life. Amen? We give you letter tonight, but we've also imparted Spirit. Say there's more to come. Oh, it's not to come from me. It's to come from Father. I'm talking about each one of you. There's a divine visitation of the Holy Spirit. There's a divine presence of the Father. We sing that song somehow about shackles falling, chains breaking, all those kind of things. I just see things breaking off of your families. The impossibilities breaking. God said, because with me all things are possible. You must expect God. Hebrews chapter 11 begins to speak about our expectation. You must believe. You must believe that he is God and that he is a rewarder. Say rewarder. See, the enemy of your soul, the flesh, the mind, somehow would cause you to think that you deserve punishment. You deserve setback. No. You deserve the very best that God has for you. God says, I love you so much. And I'll never, never, never give up on you. Every mile, every trial, every situation that you walk through, you're not walking alone. I'm right there with you. I smile with you. I cry with you. I know the lack you've gone through. And I know the attack of the enemy that's trying to come against you. But see, there's a time when God says, that season is finished. And I don't want you to live out of that past. Coming into our 24th year here. Wow. It's going to be nothing like the past years. Look at somebody say, nothing like the past years. Go ahead and say it again. Nothing. Say it loud. Nothing like the past years. It's going to be a brand new day. A brand new way. Father, I pray a special grace. A special covering. A kingdom release over each one that is here tonight. Lord, there are many that was not here, that could not be here for whatever reason. The Lord, just like David when he prayed at Ziklag, and he says, as those that went into battle are blessed, so will be the ones that couldn't be there. Father, you're going to release your glory, your blessing. It's an anointing upon the vision. It's an anointing upon the house. It's an anointing upon the region. It's an anointing upon Elkhart. I hear the Lord say there's some kingdoms that you're going to see torn down. There's some things that have been built that are not going to remain. I believe you're going to begin to see renovation, demolition. You're going to see some things torn down that fresh things are going to be built. God says, I am shifting the atmosphere over this city. I'm shifting the atmosphere over your family and over your personal life. While I'm praying by faith in the Spirit, I just saw the hand of God, and he was holding your heart in the palm of his hand. God just wants you to know that I have you so protected. I have you so covered. I'm conditioning you for your future, for your hope, and for your promise, says the Lord. Now I want you just to release a prayer to the one on your right and the one on your left, would you? Amen. Just release a prayer of grace over them, a prayer of faith over them. Go ahead, just begin to pray for the one on your right and the one on your left. Go ahead, just begin to decree, amen, the word of the Lord. You just begin to release heaven decrees over them right now. Release the blessings of Father. Release the prosperity. Begin to release the kingdom of God now upon their life, upon their families, upon their homes, oh God. Lord, we break the powers of darkness, oh God. We decree that the kingdom of light has come. Oh Lord, stir an expectation in the heart of each one tonight. Oh God, that we expect a miracle. We expect a breakthrough. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hug somebody. Tell them you're in the right place tonight. Glory to God.
You're in the right place.
God is good. Amen. Amen.